It is that place in downtown Fresno where since 1955, Christ leads, people care, and lives have been changed. Welcome to Heartline, the weekly radio voice spotlighting the Evangel Home of Fresno. As I mentioned, since 1955, the Evangel Home ministering to women and children in crisis. Your Heartline host every week on the program is Jim Tuck. Here he is.
Thanks, Kim. We appreciate you so much. And by the way, my listening friends, we talk about Ken Adams. We've had him on for an interview, and we've been praying for him. Well, he's had some health issues, and life has been squirrely for him. But the plan is Ken's going to be at the banquet Tuesday night, and we're going to introduce him to you all. So you'll get to see the face behind the voice, the man who puts our conversations together and makes it Heartline, the radio voice of Evangel Home. Well, Jerry, today it's you and me, and we are in your office, and we're talking primarily about the banquet, which is coming Tuesday night. This program will air the week Saturday, Sunday before on our three Christian radio stations, whom we appreciate so much. So what's the top of your mind? Of course, our theme is A Day in the Life of Evangel Home. Just highlight some of the things that people are going to be aware of when we put the program on.
You know, we've had people come to the banquet, guests who sing. We have people who give messages. We have women who give testimony. But we've never had breakfast at a banquet. We've never had a class at a banquet. We've never had a child interviewed at a banquet. We're going to do all of those things this year. But some of those are going to be on tape. They're going to be video that will be then shown on the screen. And then those will be set-up pieces for the live action. Mm. So we actually, George Temple, who's doing the video, actually came in here many, many hours and filmed us doing a day in the life of activities. Well, the first activity is we get up in the morning. But you can't normally have that on video. But we could if we rehearsed it and we pretended we were getting up. So we let the women get up and maybe look a little better than they might normally. And just recreate that morning activity of them coming out, having breakfast, getting the day started, have a chapel that's recorded, and then actually have a message and a little testimony from Rick Farr. Hmm. Rick is a board member now who was doing chapel for several years before I came to Evangel Home. So he's been here about 30 years. What makes a man devote 30 years of his life to that kind of activity? I think that's incredible. And Rick used to do it with his wife. And then his wife, Carol, had couldn't continue coming at night. And so he got together a group of guys. So we have Rick and the guys who do chapel every Thursday night, except for the Thursday night that Rick is at our board meeting. And just to hear from him what God has done in his life as he has been here ministering to our women. To kind of have a little short chapel message from Rick, but then also why he's done this for this long. And then one of the guys who comes with Rick will sing a song, and that will be sort of the morning time, and then we'll go on to another activity. We would love to have a classroom set up. People always want to know, what do you do during the day? Well, many of our hours are spent with classes and counseling and such, but we can't really recreate a class on stage. Oh, but maybe we can. Hmm. So we'll have a few little a montage of some classroom pictures on video, and then we're going to have four or five women. And I love this, Jim, because when I took the idea to the women about we've got to have a class on stage, and so I just threw out the big idea, and I'm thinking, well, that sounds good. I don't know how it's going to work. We'll make it work. Well, they looked at me like I was crazy. How are we going to have a class on stage? That will be boring. Because half of their backs will be to the people, and if they're having a class in codependency or boundaries, that's not a good subject to talk about. So the more we talked about it, and one person would throw something out, and then you'd see the creative process take over. So they came up with this idea that they will have one of their women will have a family tree, because we have a class that combines three classes, actually. And the end of all of those classes is making their family tree, and then using what they've learned from the classes to explain what they learned about their family, their generations, how that impacted them, what they learned in those classes. So what they came up with all by themselves was there will be a woman to represent each of the four classes that are involved. And rather than give a talk, they've got big foam board. They've each written the class name on it with a little drawing. And they're going to call themselves the Information Center, and they will each give a very brief description of the class. And then the last woman, Sharon, with the family tree, will give a little testimony. Huh. And I have loved that process of thinking, okay, ladies, this is what we do. How do we convey this to the people who will be there who love you and support you and want to know what you do? And so they have put together some of those kind of segments, which is just wonderful. Same thing with night. We close around here. We have dinner. We have activities. We have chapel. We have chores at night. And even the night closing, the video, the women came up with the idea. Mm. So I'm just excited to see how that's going to work.
What fun that the ladies are taking ownership and a creative presentation of what their lives are at this point time.
And you know, Jim, it's funny. It's not funny because I think I always tell them when they get nervous, okay, what is the worst thing that can happen? Right. Well, of course, the worst thing that could happen to them is they fall on the stage. Well, then don't wear 10-inch tall high heels for the first time. So we go over all of that. The worst thing that could happen to me that night is if for some reason all of the media equipment wouldn't work and so we had no video. Huh. Well, then I'm thinking, okay, but we have enough live action, we could piece it together as we went. And then if we didn't have enough to fill the time, we'd have questions and answers from the people there. So it's like, as long as we have a backup plan, I'm okay.
Yeah. Okay.
But this one I think could really be just so awesome because it's going to invite people into a day in the life of Evangel Home more than anything we've ever done. Mm-hmm. Even more than if you come for a tour, because you're not going to see all that in a normal tour. We tried to put in as much as we could.
Oh,
now, there are things we left out. Mm-hmm. The things that go on around here in the daytime or the nighttime that nobody knows about but us.
We're talking about program and activities on campus. There's a crazy man who comes.
Well, we have several. And thank goodness the police have finally got one woman off the street. We had a picture of her in the paper, and she was just wreaking havoc and for blocks around. And arrested, I think, 33 times this year and always let out. They're trying very hard to get this woman off the streets and to help her. Mm-hmm. She's been one of the people that we think was hopping over our fence. Mm-hmm. But we have a guy around here, bless his heart, he's very, very disturbed. We don't think he's harmful. We don't know, but we've seen him at night. We didn't see him do this particular activity. But one morning we opened the front door, and our entire front door and front porch was roped off with crime scene tape that he had done for us. And the other night, there was this crash, bang, boom at the back. He was throwing rocks at the back door. And when the night house manager looked through the door, he was standing out there in a purple tuxedo. So, you know, all we can do at this point is call the police. The police know of him, and they're trying to give us some guidance in what we can do. Those are things that won't show up at our banquet, but the reality of life is that's what we have to deal with.
Yeah.
I think no matter where we would be located, there's stuff that happens at night that you just don't know about anywhere. There's a whole night world out there. Yeah. And ours involves a guy in a purple tuxedo who likes crime tape.
And let's face it, God is at work here, ergo Satan will be at work here. There is spiritual warfare, and that those night activities are all part of that. The enemy trying to disrupt productivity, and the activities and the teaching and the equipping and the mentoring and the training that takes place to get these women focused back on their spiritual condition and then their productivity in the community. Satan's not happy with that. And so that's why we always ask people to start with undergirding what we do here in prayer. You mentioned night managers. One of our house managers had a very difficult event just in the last few days. Can you touch on that briefly?
Thank you, Jim. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yes, I had posted on Facebook over the weekend that Gina, one of our house managers, who graduated from Crossroads about 5-6 years ago. Her son was killed last weekend, and it's one of those events that I don't know that anybody will ever know exactly what happened, but it's sort of just what we were talking about. There was a mentally deranged man who shot some people and then killed himself, and Gina's son was one of the victims.
An adult son.
An adult son, 22 years old, so a young adult. And it's so heartbreaking for any mother. And our prayers right now, of course, are really with Gina because she came from, she came to us. She was a broken woman. She had, I think alcoholism was her background. And I remember as Gina got better and better, she talked about all the family things that always involved her drinking. She didn't remember Christmas without drinking, those sort of things. And as she got to be okay, and that part of her life just became more and more distant, she's been really strong and really healthy. I won't hire any of our graduates until they've been out of here at least a year. Mm-hmm. And Gina, after she graduated, she continued coming back and then volunteered to do chapel. So we had like a 4 or 5 year chunk of time with Gina to see. She was in church. She had married. She's really doing the right things. And then for this to happen now, one of our concerns, of course, is the impact it will have on Gina, just the emotional depth of that. And, you know, Jim, another of my concern or things I'm going to watch is this is not the first time one of our staff members has gone through this. Mm-hmm. Rosalind's son was killed a week after she graduated. Mm. Rosalina's son was murdered in his front yard. And we've had it with other staff members who are no longer with us. But these two in particular are going to be good support for Gina, but they're also going to be kind of whiplashed back into some of the emotions that they had when that happened with them. Mm. And so as we pray for Gina, then I also really pray for Rosalind and Rosalina because those wounds are going to be fresh again for them.
Yeah, they're just going to peel the scabs.
And you know, one more difficulty, and kind of going back to our day in the life of, the son that Gina just lost, his funeral will be the day of our banquet. So that is one of those moments that we as a staff go as a family to anything like that. Mm. That's going to be very difficult. So lots to pray about.
Yeah, please, friends, please, please, please continue to pray for what goes on here at Evangelome. It's life-changing in so many ways, and your prayers just make this happen. Well, we're looking forward to the banquet. Any tickets left?
I don't think so. People
but
could still call.
But there may be a call and put on a waiting list and maybe cancellations. We're out of time. And we look forward to our next adventure, friends. Thank you for joining us on today's edition of Heartline from Evangelome of Fresno.
Reach the Evangelome by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Again, 264-4714. If you're online and just about the entire human race is these days, find the Evangelome at evangelhome.org. And please make it a point of joining us next time for the radio voice of the Evangelome in Fresno, Heartline.